Come, Holy Spirit, and touch my lips. Come, Holy Spirit, and illuminate our minds. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill our hearts with love for you. Amen. Please do be seated. On Sunday, we forgot to do a really important thing. And over on the left-hand side here, you can see baby Jesus and Mary and Joseph and one shepherd, I think. And the kings have been travelling all through our Christmas season since we put them out on Christmas Eve, and they have been travelling along the steps when they didn't quite make it to the manger on Sunday. So I'm going to ask Heather to move them a cross. And when I was a little girl, I had to put up with this. Not Heather, obviously. I had to put up with the fact that the kings were always travelling. They were never allowed in my house to end up in the stable for Christmas Day. And I was always really cross with my mum because I wanted the story to be complete. I wanted the wise men in the stable for Christmas Day. And she always used to say, no, they're not there yet. They're still travelling. And because she's an adult and my mum, that meant that she won. And the kings would not get to the stable until Epiphany. They would travel throughout the house, though. So they would start in the kitchen, and they would go to the telephone table in the hallway, and then they would finally move into the lounge. Neither Mum nor Dad, because I checked with them, can remember exactly where our nativity set was. I think there's been an argument over the last couple of weeks as to where the nativity set actually was in our house. They can both agree it was in the lounge, but one reckons it was up by the windowsill, and one reckons it was on top of a cupboard. But I'm going to leave that to them to sort out. Suffice to say, though, eventually the kings do get there. They get to the stable. But the story isn't complete when they finally arrive. Oh, it'd be nice, wouldn't it? Nice little package, just, yeah, hooray. But as we know, they then have to go home a different way. And the story of Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus continues. They have to flee to Egypt. They become refugees. And we don't know whether the wise men or kings, whether they visited Jesus when he was a baby or when he was a toddler, when they were actually in a different place to where he had been born. We don't know. And we don't know how many wise men there were. We say there are three because there were three gifts, but we just don't know. So there's lots and lots of questions about who went to give the gift to that child and why. And what did they say when they returned? And where did they return to? And did they take their family with them as well as their entourage? Or did they just go by themselves? And what did they say of the events when they actually got home? It's one of those things that I have always wondered. And ever since being a little girl, I've always had those questions. And Epiphany time for me is really important. It's always been a bit of a marker in my faith journey that when the kings arrive in the stable and then the story is complete but not, I have to wonder at that point, well, what is the story for me now? So each year when Epiphany comes around, it's a marker in my faith journey of, well, what now, God? So it doesn't really surprise me that my last Sunday was Epiphany Sunday and my very last service in this parish is today, Epiphany itself, because God knows me through and through, intimately, in the same way as he knows all of you, and he knows that this is very vitally important to me as a marker in my journey. A journey which paradoxically now takes me on a different road. It takes me to a different place that I don't know. It takes me to a different role. And I have many questions, none of which are being particularly well answered by God at the moment. But what I do know is that as the star led the wise men, and as they trusted in that light that they could see, so I trust in the God who knows me so well that he has given me this day. And I trust that the God who loves me and cares for me leads me not into anything that will do me harm, but into something where there will be grace. That's not to say that he's going to lead me into a place where it's really easy. I learned a long time ago that God doesn't do that. He doesn't say, just because you believe in me, life will be all rosy. But what he does say is, trust in me and I will show you the light. I will show you the dawn that we heard about in Isaiah. And I will lead you into that light. And some days the light you can see will only be a pinprick in the darkness. And some days you will only see a flicker of that light out of the corner of your eye. It won't be blazing in front of you. The darkness will be all around you. But for God, the darkness is as light. I said on Sunday, just prior to ordination, the bishop always gives ordinands a charge. It's the last thing that the bishop does before you set off for the cathedral or the church where you're going to be ordained. And it's a message of encouragement that sends you out on your journey, a journey that none of us know what is going to come to us in ordained ministry, but in life as well. And I think if I was able to give you a charge, what would I say to you as I step out on a completely different journey, and therefore you do too? And I hope and pray that it is a journey that enables you to grow as a congregation, grow in faith and in discipleship and in love for one another. I think I would say, keep looking for that light. Never, never give up looking for the light. Never stop noticing the light when it comes to your eye, for the light is all around you. And never stop telling the story of what you have seen and heard, or how God has been in your life. Tell one another and love one another in doing so. Tell the story and live the glory. Some days it's really hard to live the glory. You don't feel like it. Life doesn't look great. The world looks really quite rubbish. You don't want to live any glory at all. Quite nice to sit in the corner and sob and put the duvet over your head and stay in the darkness. It would be much easier. But as disciples of Christ, we are all bearers of hope. Bearers of hope and light into the lives around us. And as many of you will know, the last 7.5 years haven't exactly been a breeze, either personally or professionally. From divorce to death threats, being an ordained woman priest is not always the easy option. But what I do know is that this church has been a sanctuary for me, and each of you have been light in my life, because you have offered yourselves and you have told your stories and you have trusted me enough to do that. And as I look out this morning, and I did also on Sunday, I know each of your stories, not completely, intimately, every single detail, but I know all of your stories. And I thank you hugely from the bottom of my heart for trusting me to hold those stories and to enable me to gather them into my heart and my soul and bear them for you and with you. And that, as you go on your journey as a church, is what you need to do for one another now. Hold one another's stories. Hold them like the most precious treasure that anybody could ever give you, because they are yours. And when you bring those stories to God, you're bringing the greatest gift that you could bring. The wise men bring gold, frankincense, and myrrh. We bring our stories, our lives, and we offer them in the manger or at the foot of the cross. And we sit in the darkness with them, or we rejoice with them. But wherever you are, share your stories with one another, because they are treasure. You don't know the intimate details of my story, but you know enough of it. And when I needed the light, you were the light alongside me with God. You held that light and gave me glimpses of the flickering flame out of the corner of my eye. And it would have been easier, as I say, not to look up, not to see the dawn or search for the light. And I'm not saying every day has been easy. It hasn't. But I remembered my part in God's story because of all of you. I have loved you deeply since I first stepped into this church, but I came to love you even more deeply in the telling of the stories and in the journeying together. It is, however, only in the strength of Christ's grace and love that I was able to, as Isaiah says, lift up my eyes and look around. And it is only then, when I lifted my eyes and looked around at the gifts and blessings I had in my life, that I did begin to see and be radiant. And my heart was then able to get to a place where it rejoiced once more. And so, you see, I truly believe that God gave us to one another for a particular time and season, so we might love one another and bear the light for one another. I have loved you deeply, but because I am only a human being, I know my love for you has been flawed also in so many ways. I'm sure I have irritated you, annoyed you, and flummoxed you. And I'm definitely not the strongest of leaders or the most holy and reverent person. But I believe the wealth of the nations was brought to me in all of you and countless others also beyond the walls of this building. God's voice always calls us onwards. The journey never stops until we get home. The wise men didn't stop. They had to go on, and they had to go in a different way. And so I come to realize that the story is not complete for me and for God, however much I wish it could be so. And he now asks me to go in a different direction. I have to take a different road home. But I hope and pray I leave you with an everlasting gift of imperfect love, faith in all of you to be the light for God, your community and one another, and eternal grateful thanks for the way in which you have loved me. Please look after Heather. She isn't going to step into my shoes or take on my mantle because she has her own ministry and her own call from God and her own way of doing things, which are different, but still blessed and amazing and incredible. So please look after her, and I'll make sure I do from a distance as well. She doesn't get rid of me quite that easily. So I pray that you may truly know the blessing of God and the light of the dawn as you look to the future and welcome whoever will come on their journey. And may you be filled with wisdom and love. And may you always lift up your heads to see the light of Christ. Going before you. Amen.